Hello, listeners, and thank you for tuning into the Roll One podcast. I'm your host and game master, Jake Lucas. If this is your first time, I recommend you go back and listen to the first episode. Roll One is a podcast where I play a Star Wars role-playing game with a group of New York City improvisers. Each episode builds upon each other, so it's best to begin at the beginning. For those of you who are returning, welcome back and enjoy the show.
Bosh Trivia is on the run from the Galactic Empire, who view his ability to tap into the Force as a threat to their power. The man tasked with capturing Trivia, the sinister Imperial Inquisitor, has him cornered on the planet Bestine. The only hope of escape is a plan concocted by the criminals Flint Cross and Tumas. Little do they know, the guard James their plan hinges on is not about to come.
We're at the starport. So, have you guys broken off yet? Who do we want to cut to, or are you both all
I
four
think
of
we're
you?
Not, I think we're
breaking
together
off
now.
Until the moment that we get in. We have to get in, and then he needs to head towards the ship while we break off and do the other thing, so he can be on standby to just go with the ship.
Okay. So Levo takes you towards the entrance he snuck in on.
Do we all have comms?
Yeah.
And okay, we're all in the same channel. Excellent. And make sure that before we start this.
Good note.
Yeah, it's on the channel labeled Imperial, right?
You're very funny, Levo.
So yeah, we sneak in, back in through the gate.
Make a group stealth check.
That was really good last time, right?
Two green and a yellow.
Two green and a yellow.
Yes.
Tasty.
And it's going to be daunting.
Is it still misty?
Three?
It's still misty, so you get that blue.
Here we go. No, I should have done it. One failure and one advantage. One failure and one advantage.
Okay. Do you have an idea for what the advantage is going to be?
We get caught, but it's the same droid who caught Levo the first time. And
Actually, yeah, about that. But, like, we get
the
caught.
Same
like,
story.
Oh, you're not supposed to be here.
There's a droid who seems like, oh, how odd, people aren't supposed to be here. And it turns around and trundles off without you guys noticing the droid.
Oh.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, so danger imminent.
Mm. Excellent.
So you snuck into the fence, assuming you guys are all huddled around the side of a hangar.
How far is the tower?
The tower is almost clear across the yard, so you're going to have to move from building to building to
and
sneak.
The freighter? How close is the freighter? Where that is?
There's a hangar on the other side. Like, let's say you have to go left and around to get to the tower. You'll have to go right, and it's several hangars that way.
Oh, are we definitely going for the freighter?
I mean, seems like our best bet.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Because it doesn't have Imperial codes. But
yeah, exactly.
They can't lock it down or something.
Yeah. No.
Does that make sense?
But, I think it's in lockdown, but you can turn it off from the control center.
Cool.
Probably.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. But, so I'll go check out this ship that way.
All right.
And you check your chronos, they go off, it's the 2 hour guard change time.
Here we go. What?
Make a use computer check if you want.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes wrong.
It's probably not daunting this time though, because he's just checking to see what's happening.
Well, yeah, what are you doing? Are you just checking to see?
I'm logging into their system to see what's happening.
That seems
daunting. I guess, right?
Yeah, like breaking, hacking into an Imperial security, it's pretty, I would say, so four purple.
Goodness.
Can you help Datapad?
And you can also use the light side point to upgrade a green to a yellow.
It could be like you were looking over his shoulder and being like,
ooh, triumph. Oh, boy. Oh,
no. Well, that counts as
a
success.
It's a triumph and a failure.
Yeah.
Well, triumph and a wash, which is a failure.
And two
disadvantages. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
This cancels each other out, huh?
Well, you don't cancel the triumph, is the thing.
Yeah, you don't. So what sort of triumphant thing do you want to do with it? Maybe you could be, your hacking attempt, or your slicing attempt could be not caught, so they don't backtrace it.
So I can't get into the system.
Yeah, you're locked out.
I'm locked out. Yeah. Got it.
I think just not being traced makes sense, too. It's a good nullifier.
Yeah.
You couldn't find anything, but they couldn't find you.
Got it. This one can't get in. Seems they've upgraded their defenses. They don't know we're here, but it seems like we're on our own.
So Flint lifts up the two charges and goes, "All right, where are the tractor beams?" And he smiles.
And we go back to Levo. It's like the perfect like.
So we've cut to you. So you guys, you're gonna be like sneaking off the side, but we cut to Levo now making your way towards the hangar. There are two stormtroopers on guard at the door, and the hangar door itself is shut.
Now, before that, do I see any other droids walking around?
You can... none at the moment, but you can turn a lightside point if you want one specifically.
Yeah, I do. I'd like to find, like a droid working on something, repairing something.
Sure. Oh, what kind of droid? Anyone in particular? It's your lightside point?
Yeah, like a little R-unit.
Okay, like a little yeah. Astromech. Yeah, a little R3 droid, or R4, one of those like conical head ones.
Yeah.
Is in the middle of repairing some engine part or whatever that's off on the side of a hangar.
I just go up and like, "Oh, hello, good friend." Beep, 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 beep.
Speaker.
Speaker. Does that make me Professor Honeydew Melon? Well, now I'm supposed to be keeping security around here. Could you show me around a little bit?
Beep, beep, beep. He's skeptical at first. Roll bluff? Deception.
I think that's, yeah, I have one yellow.
And against one difficulty. We'll say, I have to look at our
super friendly.
Stats. Yeah. Astromechs aren't smart.
An advantage and a disadvantage.
Hang in.
It recognizes you're not someone there. Like,
I'm new. New livery program. Look, all I'm asking for is a walk around. I'm also kind of beat up, if you could help me with a little bit of that.
Alright, so you're trying now to charm it instead?
Yeah, I'm trying to charm this little R4.
Roll again, one difficulty. Add a black dice, because you failed the previous one. And you could use another lightside point to upgrade that, if you so choose.
I'll try to have a yellow and a green.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, one disadvantage.
Yeah. So close. The droid is just like... talking about how this is very improper. And it rides off. It, like, rolls off.
It's like, road. Alright. Just gonna walk around it.
The hangar?
Yeah. Just, like, look like I'm guarding something.
So you're, like, doing a patrol around the hangar?
Yeah. Or I'm also trying to find something that would make me look more Imperial.
Okay.
Like, nice anything with an Imperial symbol on it that I could pick up and stick to myself would be great.
Maybe at some point you come across an Imperial security droid on patrol.
Mm-hmm.
You see one, like K-2.
Okay, yeah.
You see one marching past.
Is there anyone else around?
Yeah, there's no one else around. You see him, like, while you're doing that fake patrol, like, a K-2 sort of droid is on patrol.
I want to try and incapacitate it.
All right, how do you do that?
Let me see. Well, they have, like, an exposed back of their neck. It's fairly exposed. I could try and just rip off the back of his neck.
So you
like, just deactivate him real quick.
Jeez.
All right, what kind of skill would that be?
I guess
probably
brawl.
Like a brawl check?
Brawl or computers?
You want to sneak up to him
and
brawl?
Yeah.
Stealth to sneak up. Which would give you, if you get the drop on him, you could get a blue dice on your attack.
Okay. So that's against what? What difficulty?
Droid, I'll use the same stats as a stormtrooper, so it's going to be 3 purple.
Alright.
Oof.
And again, you could upgrade
the
dice. I don't
think they're that observant.
You did it.
I did it.
Yeah,
nice.
You sneak up
so
on him.
Sneak up on him.
The droid hasn't noticed. So now you could make a brawl check.
Plus a blue die.
Yep. And we'll say it's brawls 3, so 3 purple.
Okay.
Just like the stormtrooper. And if you want to upgrade, we're there for you.
Yeah, I think I will for this one.
So how does this work?
It replaces a green with a yellow.
No, the brawl, the 3 thing.
I'm going to say it's a grapple check.
Grapple. Oh,
grappling is opposed?
Oof. That's
not good. Nope. 0 successes, 0 failures, and 1 disadvantage.
You grab the droid, and he's surprisingly strong.
Oh, shit, I forgot about that.
So you start to
I'm
grab
like a crappier model of this guy. Think about it.
He yanks the shoulder away and turns around ominously towards you. Makes a creepy droid noise. Roll initiative.
Oh, God.
Nice.
Even.
It's even, and the player gets it over the droid.
Okay.
So it's going to be player, non-player, player, non-player.
All right, you see. Could just shoot him.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll shoot him. I'm really good at that. That's mostly what I'm good at. So let me see. Range, light.
So draw your blaster as one of
your... Do
you
have a blaster?
As you move.
Yeah.
And then you shoot.
Two
you're
blaster
at...
Blaster pistol. One green.
We'll assume you're at point blank range, mm-hmm. So that's...
And this is a light blaster. Yeah, one of the... This is the holdout blaster.
It's gonna be two purple.
Because
it's close range, but you add one because you're using a light blaster.
Okay.
Or it's a... Engage
medium is range, the range, but it's...
No, you're currently engaged with him because you just made a melee attack.
Yep. Okay, so these... two failures, but a lot of advantages.
So what do you do with those advantages?
Can I make a suggestion?
So it may not do any damage, but I would like the plating with the Imperial symbol on him to fall off.
Okay. So what you do is you go pull out your gun and go to shoot, but he grabs your blaster and wrenches your arm away. But as he wrenches it away, it manages to get in line with his shoulder, and you blast his like his armor pauldron off his shoulder.
Yeah.
And nobody hears the shot.
Yeah.
So yeah, blaster shot goes off. He goes.
There's a lot of hustle in the port. Right,
he's gonna make a brawl check against you. So it's two purple. So he's gonna like pound you with his fist.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy.
Do you have a defense thing?
I do not.
Okay.
That's the thing. It was really expensive.
I gotcha.
Okay, so he has one disadvantage and two successes. So he deals 4 damage to you.
I have 4 soak.
Cool. He punches you right in the chest to like try to knock you back, but it doesn't knock you back.
Clang.
Yeah, his fist clangs against your chest.
All right, I'm gonna try and fire at him again.
Cool. And we'll say his next attack is at a black dice.
Jeez.
Woo!
Oh,
man.
Oh, nice. So these cancel out. These cancel out. Just a triumph.
Nice, which is a success.
Which is a success. So let me see. Just base damage for that, I think, is 6. Yeah.
Well, it's a triumph. We'll say he's a minion. So what do? You shoot him?
Yeah.
You shoot him point blank in the chest. His eyes goes out and he falls over limp.
Like, oh, fine. I'm just like, sorry, friend. Start taking anything that has the Imperial like logo on it and trying to like slap it onto my chassis.
Okay. While you're doing that, we cut back to the other three.
Just disassembling another.
So you guys have moved across the hangar, and you're facing the tower. You see the entrance to the tower, which also has 2 stormtroopers guarding it.
2 stormtroopers guarding it. Okay, and... is that there's just the one entrance to the tower, yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
You'd hear also, to be ominous, you hear like the slow grinding of an AT-ST walker's gears off in the distance echoing through the night.
So, 3-on-2 seems like we got this, right?
Oh, definitely.
This one does not wish to fight. I splice. 2-on-2, I'll see what I can do.
Is it the fingers? Splice. Is it the...
Don't ask questions
like
that.
Well, I just...
Come on.
I don't mean it in a...
I did not come here to fight. I do not want to be taken advantage of. Yes, I am big, strong, mean-looking man. This one knows. But that is not who I am. I splice.
Slice.
Slice.
No, his Trandoshan has a speech impediment.
Oh, it is.
Right, he spices, well, guys.
Spice,
he's a huge trugger.
So much cooler than Splicer.
I agree. I'm with you.
Well, we can either kill him or make a distraction.
Okay, I've only got 2 grenades.
So we need those for the windows.
I think 1 grenade could probably pop a window. Can it? Can it?
You'll find out.
Jesus. That's annoying.
leave that in.
Having to plan.
I can roll a stealth check to get up close to one of them.
All right, well, I like the distraction route. I say we blow up something, they go running, and then we run in and open up that door and get inside. And then we've still got 1 grenade.
In the distance here, pew, pew! The 2 stormtroopers look at that, and they go running off. they go off in the direction of those 2 blaster shots.
Well, that's...
Okay, let's go!
That's fortuitous.
Flint just starts running.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're gonna run over there sneakily. Make a stealth check.
Okay. So what was stealth check? I get a green and a yellow.
And I get 3 green.
So I think it's 2 green, 1
yellow.
Yep.
2 green, 1 yellow, and it's gonna be.
Oh wait, no, hold on. I get right because I swap in whichever.
They'll tell you if you have the PDF thing. It'll tell you like on the side.
Yeah, because it's right, your skill and my agility.
Okay.
So that's perfect.
Alright, so you guys are dashing across. It's only going to be difficulty 2, because it's not like you're infiltrating the whole base, you're just dashing across highway, and you do get the blue dice because of the weather.
Still misty.
Still misty. It's a misty night out.
Two advantages. A failure with two advantages.
So as you go running out, you have two advantages. Do you want to do anything with those two advantages?
I think the door's unlocked and we can get in.
Okay.
Could that be our two advantages?
Yeah, it could be one of your advantages.
Okay, so we get into the door. Let's
hold on to that.
Oh.
And we could hold on to it.
Hold on to the advantage for a second. I want to hear what else there is.
Oh, yeah.
So as you guys go running out, like, behind from the hangar and dash out towards the control tower, as you run out, to your left, you see a patrol of stormtroopers and the AT-ST that you heard off in the distance walking in your direction that just started looking in this direction because they heard the two blaster shots go off as well. So you guys run out. In the middle of the way, you see them, and there's, like, this half second of, like, hey, so what do you do?
Sprinting.
Yeah.
Sprinting across is what Flint would do.
That's so, sure. So you run in, the door's open, the stormtroopers say, look over there! And they start aiming their blasters, but you guys get into the building before, the door closes, you hear blaster fire erupt.
Can I roll a computer check to lock the door behind us?
Yes.
Sure.
Great.
And we'll use the advantage on that.
Yes.
That we have. Ooh, it's a blue die?
Oh, yeah, yep.
Is that cool?
You can take it as a blue die.
Great idea.
Get two
that door's been on the fritz.
Nice.
Wow, you're pretty good at computers, too.
I am pretty good.
Oh, I got a blue. I got two yellow.
What's the
and
purple difficulty?
Two. One purple. It's pretty simple to lock a door.
Okay.
Nice.
Ooh, success and two advantages.
Nice. Great. So I lock the door, and with one advantage, I take my spear and just, like, shove it into the console and break it.
Yeah.
Computers!
That's how I saw the door. You break a door handle, and the whole door locks.
Yeah. Right. Yeah,
It goes into security override feature and unlocks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then for the second advantage, I guess...
you could always save it as one of those.
The room we enter is clear.
Oh, we
clear.
Can do that?
Yeah.
Save that.
We could
there's no one in the room that we enter?
Yeah, that could be the other advantage. You go inside, and there's no one in this immediate area.
Yeah, nobody saw us sprint in.
Yeah.
So where have we entered?
So it's the base of an air traffic control tower, essentially.
Staircase up.
Yeah. There's offices here. Like, there's a hallway down to offices, but you see... pretty immediately is a long a turbo left bank sort of right in the center of the room that will leave you take you right up to the top.
Yep, that's where we're going.
All right,
into the turbo lift.
Mm-hmm. So you guys rush over and get into the turbo lift. You hit the button, you start going up. We cut back to Levo. All
right, the thing I wanted to also try and do was if possible connect with this droid I've decommissioned and try and get any security information out of him.
Cool.
Make a use computer check.
Yeah. Or even give myself like the protocols to identify myself as a security Imperial droid.
Okay, yeah, make a use computer check to sort of get past his programming.
Let me see. What is that based on?
Intellect.
I have two of that. So, and I'm not trained in it, so two green.
Two against three purple.
Oh boy.
Slicing through a droid's programming, a little difficult.
Blue for a droid?
Nope!
So you're trying to slice through to his programming. I'm going to flip a dark side point.
Oh, gosh.
And the two stormtroopers from the front of the building, mm-hmm. Who are guarding the door to the hangar, heard the blaster shots, and they come around now, and they see you in the middle of trying to hack through this droid.
Alright,
they see the situation like, what's going on here?
This droid was experiencing some sort of malfunction. I was merely trying to help my friend here.
There you are, cannibalizing his body parts of yourself. Make a bluff check.
Sure.
Or a deception check.
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem. You could do the whole, like, you know, like, I caught an intruder bit.
Oh, yeah. So this is against how much?
Their willpower is 3.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lordy.
This is bad. I succeeded, but I have three disadvantages.
You didn't.
Oh, no, I didn't. I just have
so
all
close.
Disadvantages. I didn't see that.
Yeah, they don't buy it.
This isn't what it looks like. Stimming on my accent, like, switching back halfway through.
The two of them raise their blasters. We'll say you're at short range with them.
Yeah.
So, roll initiative.
Jesus.
Dang.
I'm kind of like, what if I just get captured?
The story of how Levo accidentally murdered everyone in the space war.
Yeah, right?
We get there and it's been like totally quiet, and Levo's just covered in blood.
He's wearing parts of an ATST.
I got no grade.
Or he pulls up in the ATST, like opens the window. Hey there!
If I could pull it off, that would be amazing.
You two are late.
All right, vigilance. One success.
One success, but you get it because you're the player.
All right.
They rolled three dice and they only had one success. All
right. let me see. I'm gonna position myself behind, like, there's some crates.
Okay. Yeah, you can duck.
There's that droid right there. Me.
There's also a pile of droids.
You can lift the droid and hold him as cover.
Yeah.
Actually, I want to do that.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm gonna lift the K2 and use him as cover.
Nice.
Let's see. And then my my range skill is, oh yeah, 2 yellow, 1 green.
Cool. And it's 1 purple because it's awesome. Short range.
One success.
I thought you had 11 advantages.
Four advantages.
Can you crit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to.
So yeah, you crit that. What? That kills one instantly, or do you deal extra damage? What is it?
I
think on minions, there's different rules for it, right?
Yeah. We'll just say you kill one instantly.
All right. Yeah, because it's. I think it's. Because I know it's 3 advantages. I forget how much damage you do. How much more damage you do for a crit. I think it's...
How much damage do you normally do?
6.
6.
So plus the success, that would be 7.
Okay, so yeah, you get through there. So you just pull out your blaster, and as they go to raise theirs, you just shoot one right in the chest and
holding
drops.
Holding the K2 and drop one.
The other one is going to shoot at you. It's at short range. But he has the black dice because you're behind cover on the K2.
Okay. Oh, and he's less good at it now, right? Because his buddy's gone?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So he didn't get the dice upgrade. Normally it would be 2 green and a yellow.
Oh, neat.
So success and failure. He has 1 advantage, so he'll take that as a blue die later. But he fires at you and it shoots the K2 droid.
Hold up the K2 like, I didn't want any trouble. And then I look back at it like, not any more than this anyway.
So you go.
All right, I'm going to fire it back at him again.
All right, 1 purple.
Yep. Ooh. Ooh, so nothing, but then 3 advantages.
What do you want with the advantages?
Let me see.
You'd spend 2 of them to give him a black die on his next attack.
Can I spend them all to throw the K2 on top of him?
And do... Well, let me see.
Just knock him off balance.
Distract him.
Yeah.
What, knock him prone?
Advantages. You can negate the targeted enemy's defensive bonus until the end of the turn. Ignore penalizing environmental effects. When dealing damage to a target, have the attack disable the opponent or one piece of their gear, rather than dealing wounds or strain. Force the target to drop a melee or ranged weapon it's wielding. You could throw the K2 and knock, like, hit him with it and knock the blaster out of his hand.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. So yeah, you shoot and miss, but then you shove.
You can have this dance.
So then he goes for his turn. He dives for his blaster. He dives on the ground, so he's prone now. He grabs it and takes another shot off at you.
Yep.
I'll give him a black dice because I want to see see him fail. And I've lost track of dice. He has 3 successes.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. So Stormtrooper blaster is mean. It deals 9 damage.
Oh.
10, 11.
Wow. Okay.
What's your soak?
4.
So you take 7 damage.
So I take 7 damage. But now I have more health than the first time. That's still half my health.
So you're down to 7?
Yeah.
7 of 14. So you take a shot in the shoulder.
Yeah.
Sparks fly out of your damage.
Ow!
Your turn.
All right, he's prone. Do I get an advantage for that?
Yep, I'll give you blue dice. There you go. Oh, a triumph. Woo! He's dead.
Yep, a triumph. And successes and advantages all over the freaking place. So yeah, I told you I didn't want no trouble and shoot him in the head.
Oh, yep, hits him, he's down. The fight's over. What do you do?
I mean, at this point, I need to try and find a way into the ship.
Yeah. So you're going to go to the front door of the hangar?
Yeah, if possible.
Well, you could put on the Imperial stuff now.
Yeah.
And that K2.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I want to strap myself with whatever Imperial stuff I can and look like a security droid.
Cool. You run there. You run into the front of the hangar. You open it. You get into the door. And inside the hangar is a YT-2400, a modified YT-2400 freighter. If you're not familiar with it, It's the ship Dash Rendar used to fly, if you knew Shadows of the Empire back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Dash Rendar.
Yeah. It's basically a newer model version of Han's ship.
Yeah,
Han Solo. I'll bring up an image of it very quickly.
We tried.
Han Solo negative 2.0.
No.
So the white T2400 is underlit, and it looks very, like, pristine and beautiful, and it looks awesome. You see there's modified blaster turrets on the top and bottom. And, like, the music, there's, like, a chime for it that's just, like, heartwarming. Like, this is going to be important to our heroes in the future, for sure.
Say what you will about the nastiness of the Empire, they really know how to light a ship.
Dude, it's just so good.
They're so good with the underlighting.
Yeah. And that's the thing, they love underlighting, and you think after a while they get cheesy, but they're so good at it.
I know.
So, like, Levo, are you, like, heading towards a freighter?
Yeah, and then Levo, Levo's, like, walking towards it, like, nice.
And then as he's walking, there's a side wipe that goes in the direction that he's walking, and it cuts to us.
As he's doing that, he says, nice. The landing ramp is down. Two stormtroopers carrying that thing they were scanning the... walk down carrying that, and they look and they see you. With
GPR, baby.
There was a disturbance in the back of the... hangar.
Before you get to that, you see that and you're like, oh, and we come back to
his shoulders just, like, they can't actually physically shrug down, but he, like, his whole body, like, goes, just a little bit, like 3 inches.
We cut to the three of you on a turbo lift riding up.
Flint is pulling out his blaster and inspecting it, making sure that everything's good to go there. He goes, you know, when this opens, we're going to have to talk to some Imperials, right?
Honestly, all I've been thinking about is how the Empire manages to distribute the exact same elevator music across the entire galaxy.
It is impressive.
You know, it's ominous, but
it gets the worst part is it gets stuck in your head.
It does.
just for hours later, after riding one turbo lift, you're sitting there going do 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 do
do. And the doors open.
Doors open. Oh man, doors open, and there's an Imperial officer there, and well, three stormtroopers, and the Imperial officer is like. Huddled over a console, listening to, like, we have intruders in the base, sound the alarm! Like, he's listening to that mid-second while the turbo lift doors open, and he just slowly turns around and sees the three of you.
Is it just him?
No, there's three stormtroopers, so he's the only one at the console.
So, everyone hears a as Flint is holding a grenade with the kill switch on it.
Thermal detonator.
I don't know if I have an actual thermal detonator, but I'm assuming this has
a grenade. Yeah.
It's a grenade where, like, I've got there's a button on the side that I hold before it charges up, so it's not like a suicide switch, but it's
probably the same grenade from Rogue One that K2, like, a stormtrooper threw at K2. K2 caught it and tossed it.
Right, so there's a button, and then when I let go, then it starts to activate. So there's still time. It's not a suicide switch, is what I want to say, right?
Yeah. Well, you're right, ready.
But I've got a blaster, and I've got the grenade activated, and I go, and I step out of the turbo lift, and I just say, "Oh, looks like somebody's invaded the base."
Let's roll initiative.
Excellent.
It's like we've gotten.
Wait, are they going to shoot me while I'm holding a grenade?
We'll roll initiative. They don't necessarily shoot on initiative. We can even roll social skills on.
That's vigilance, right?
Yeah.
Can I get some green?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. I got a triumph and 2 successes.
Nice.
3 advantages from Tumask.
I'm just looking for the rules for an Imperial officer real quick. So the Imperial officer is a rival, which behave a little bit more like a player character than the minions.
Did you see it?
Shit. Remove 1 purple per rank and... Oh, codebreaker.
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been perfect for you.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
To break codes and computers.
I'm about to use my skill. I'm really excited about it.
You're about to what?
I have a skill called Intimidating, and I take a strain to remove a check on coercion. Which I think counts if you're holding a grenade and a blaster at a bunch of stormtroopers.
Yeah.
I apparently can take a strain to receive a blue dice to a single brawn or agility check.
Right now.
Great. Okay, so we're facing 4 dudes.
Yep.
Rolling for initiative.
Rolling for initiative. Stormtrooper.
I have a triumph and 2 successes right now.
I have a wash.
Okay, they have 2 successes and advantage for stormtroopers. And you have wash. And John, what did you have?
Yeah, I just had advantages.
So just advantages. So it was a wash and advantages. And then the Imperial officer will roll. He has 4 successes and an advantage. So it's going to go NPC slot, NPC, hero.
How does a triumph work then?
Oh, triumph with vigilance. I don't know.
You know, it's a triumph.
Do you want to do hero, NPC, NPC, hero?
I think so.
Cool. Yeah, and we'll check the rules next time we play instead of slowing things down.
I think that'll probably be in the rules.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be. We'll look it up. So for those of you at home, we don't care about the rules. But there were advantages in for you guys. So what you could do with advantages at the start of the initiative is describe elements of the scenery. So what do you want to describe scenery-wise? Any details you want to add?
The floor has been very recently mopped.
Okay. Floor is a little wet, maybe a little tricky to walk around on? All right.
We can do something else that was kind of lame. It's tough. Wet.
I'm picturing, a pristine, like, a bay of, there's that thing in the center where they're looking over everything, and then there's some terminals, and then the windows behind it, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And there's 3 stormtroopers. Are they close to each other?
No, they're sort of spread out a little bit. Assuming out of the turbo bay, there's a half arc area.
If we use advantages, can they be close together?
Yes,
because that could be good. Because I have a grenade.
Maybe the three of them, because of the advantage, the three of them were grouped, looking out the window, trying to see what that disturbance was.
Ooh.
And you see maybe blaster fire off in the distance.
Sweet, I dig that.
A blaster
right
shot
next to the window,
lights up the mist.
Mm. Oh man.
Yeah, so you just see like this red glow in the mist off in the distance.
Cool.
So you're doing that. The 3 stormtroopers are off by the window, looking at it. The officer is crouched by a terminal in the middle of the room, like huddled over listening to it. He turned back and glanced at you guys. Anything else you guys want to add to the room? Are there like explosive canisters off to the side or something?
Yeah, of course there are.
Nah.
Duh.
Like Mass Effect, there are freeze
canisters.
Where should
we put these explosive canisters?
Yeah.
Put them in the tower control room.
Anything flammable, park it next to those.
Put it as high as possible.
So I think we're good. We have everything we need for the encounter.
We could do a blue die to my whatever's going to happen next. If we still have one left. I don't know.
We'll see.
We also have force points.
Oh, yeah.
We have light side points.
Please use them.
Cool.
So we start off with the hero slot. Who wants to go first?
Oh, that's right. We can go in any order, right?
Yeah,
that's true.
I think you should huck that grenade.
Is it hero?
So I'd love to take... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was just asking, what was the order again? Sorry.
Hero, villain, villain, hero, hero.
And the stormtroopers act as one.
Yes.
Got it.
Okay.
Take it away.
So I've got my blaster level that the Flint has his blaster level at the commander, and he's got a grenade in his hand ready to throw. And he says, he's made his entrance. So does the officer say anything back to him? Or is...
Are you trying to do a coercion check with that?
Would that be my whole turn?
Sorry. Yeah, you can do
no,
that
no,
as your turn.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, you can do that as your turn. I just want to know if that's what you want to do. I might have him respond differently.
Right.
Blow up the stormtroopers.
Are you sure? Because we could have this guy turn off the thing.
But we can turn off the thing.
All right.
Yeah, we got computer skills.
So I want to throw the grenade...
That's what I'm here for.
...at the window where the stormtroopers are. So it hits the stormtroopers and the window. That's the blast radius. Because they're looking out the window, so...
Cool. Do you know the rules for grenades off the top of your head?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I was worried about that.
I'm going to look them up real quick.
Jake opens his mouth, and you have to try and toss a dice into it.
Yeah.
And if you get it, it kills them all.
But if you don't, I get to eat the dice.
And then if you don't have enough dice for your advantages and all that, or your skills,
you just
that's
lose it.
All right, I'm throwing a red die then.
Yeah, smart move.
Frag grenade, here we go. Ranged light. It deals 8 damage with a crit of 4. The range is short. Encumbrance is 1. Blast 6. And limited ammo 1. So we'll see what blast says.
Whatever, let's throw it.
Yeah.
What's
the
deal?
It's short range, so you'll hit them. Yeah, it's just 1 purple die.
Nice. That's a success.
Cool. You deal 8 damage.
And then I want to move behind Terminal for some cover.
Yep. So the window blasts open. One of the stormtroopers is blown to bits. Maybe he's launched out the window. The other two manage to dive behind a console in time to survive as shrapnel shreds. The Imperial officer ducks. The wind's howling now. And as it's howling, that's just about the time the alarms start. So you hear in the distance this, wow, wow, like from the Rogue One trailer.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Forrest Whitaker comes over all of our comms.
Yeah. I'm just imagining Levo.
What do we do?
Levo in the hangar just like, oh, damn it, this is too early.
So yeah, one stormtrooper is down. We now go to the stormtroopers go. They're going to, you're behind cover. They're going to fire a shot off at you.
Fair enough.
So it's two greens and the yellow, purple, and you dive behind cover, so it's black. Anything else to modify it?
I didn't have any advantages or anything.
Okay. Oh, boy. So one success, and one advantage. So they're going to give that advantage. They're going to give themselves one blue dice on the next roll, and they deal 9 damage to you total.
Okay.
After soak, I'm sure, is not that much.
Right. It'll be 4. So I still have the damage from earlier, though, right?
Yeah. You guys haven't had a chance to heal. You've recovered strain, I'm sure, at this point. The Imperial officer goes, and he is going to
offer you a soda.
He's also going to take a shot. So they fire at Alfonso. They fire at Flint. Or right. The officer does.
Right.
And it's behind cover, and it's a close range. He succeeds. Good. He only has a blaster pistol, fortunately.
That is better.
So it's 6.
I take 1 damage.
Sorry. 6, oh. 7, because there's an extra. And he has an advantage. So he's going to give himself a blue die at the next turn as well. Alright. So they start opening fire. And then as his move action, he pulls out his comlink. And as an incidental, he starts shouting, "They're in the control tower!" Alright, hero turn.
Alright, Tomask notices the Imperial like going to the comms, so he rushes over to the terminal, and he's going to try to just shut down all the electronics in the... Like, shut down the comms from the room.
Nice.
Happy work, yeah?
Yeah, roll it.
Cool.
Jam the comms.
So that's computer. Difficulty.
Difficulty is going to be 3, but you get rid of 1 because of your ability.
Sweet.
I just found out about.
Whoa. Nice.
Did it. Did it. Success. No advantage. Just success.
So you shut down all comms out of the control tower.
Out of the control tower.
So it goes radio silence. All of a sudden, the Imperial officer's comlink goes dead. Or not his comlink, the console he's using.
And so I'm also, as much as I can, be ducked behind the terminal.
Sounds good.
Behind the terminal.
That's your move. Alright, and now Bosch.
So Bosch takes this opportunity to go after the confused Imperial officer with his vibro spear.
Okay.
Sweet.
So I think I roll. What do I roll?
It's 2 purple against him. Mm-hmm. He's adversary 1, so it's actually a purple and a red.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to suffer a strain to receive a blue die.
Nice.
Ooh, cool.
Nice.
So that takes me down to 13 strain.
Nice.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no. Wow.
Well, you have an advantage. How do you describe it works? You end up narrowly missing him.
I end up narrowly missing him, but can I like clock him in the hand or something, like in the shooting hand, so he's like, ow! Like it doesn't knock the gun out of his hand, but it maybe makes him less accurate.
That would normally be 2 successes, or 2 advantages, which you don't have, which would give him a black dice. But you could say you are in a better position now to attack him next round and give yourself a blue dice.
Fair enough.
So you'll be able to roll 2 blue.
Yeah, so I'll like roll into cover, basically.
Cool.
Yeah. I can roll an athletics check for that if you need.
Nah, that's fine. Yeah, it's not going to require like a specific skill to do that. It's simple movement. Now it is top of the round. Hero's turn. Which of you 3 want to go?
You can follow that up.
That's true, yeah. I think I'll do that.
Yeah, you have the blue die.
Cool. Do you take another strain?
Yep.
It's the same amount.
If I'm prone behind cover, do I get 2 black?
It's the same amount plus
to give. Do
I get 2 blue die?
Yeah,
2 blue die.
I think so, yeah.
The advantage,
yep, 2 blue die.
Yeah.
So I think that's what Flint's
doing. Well, that's more like it.
Oh,
right?
2 successes.
Yeah.
Net 2 success, no advantage.
Okay, so 2 successes is how much damage, I guess?
It's your base damage plus 1?
Well, it's whatever the spear is.
Yeah.
The spear is 4 damage.
Okay.
And then it's plus 1 for the additional success, right?
I think so. Is there? Yep, and there's no other abilities you can trigger with advantages.
Does it have anything cruel, like
Vicious.
So it has, yeah, it has defensive 1, pierce 2, vicious 2.
Pierce 2 is 2 through his soak.
Oh, 2 through his soak, good.
Vicious 2 is something else. I forgot.
Okay.
Guys, I'm going to have a lightsaber glaive.
Nice.
At some point. Like, that's the plan with this virus.
Heck yeah.
When this weapon scores a critical injury or hit, the character adds 10 times the vicious rating on the critical roll. So you're, it's more easily kill. And then it was defender 1?
Yeah, it was defensive 1, pierce 2, vicious.
Defensive. Two. Defensive weapons are particularly good at thinning off incoming melee attacks. A character wielding this weapon with the defensive quality increases his melee defense by the weapon's defense rating.
That's really
so
good.
So it's nice. One extra difficulty for the roll against you.
Great.
Cool.
Model 14 Stalker Vibrospear.
Alright, so now it's the NPC's turn. The officer...
Did he take damage?
Oh yeah, he took damage. You stab at him and it slices his side, like it rips his uniform. But he like narrowly manages to just leap to the side to keep from being impaled. He has his blaster pistol out, so he's going to try to aim and shoot at you point blank range. Now he had 1 blue dice already from the last round. Aiming gives him another blue dice. Normally it's close range, which is... or engaged, it's 1 purple dice at close... but 1 for using a blaster pistol. But you have... no, defense is against melee weapons.
Melee, yeah. Mm.
And so then he rolls...
Can I flip a light side point to, like, roll out of the way or something? Or?
You roll a light side point to upgrade one of these purple dice to a red.
Yeah, let's do that.
Do it.
Let's do it. Oh, dang.
Damn, dude.
I think that's still
2 successes.
2 successes and an advantage.
And an advantage. Oh. So we'll give himself another blue dice. Fires point blank at you. So that is 6-7 damage.
I have 3 soaks, so I take 4.
Yep.
Right, and the HP is wound, right?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. 7.
Cool.
Now.
Took a pretty close glancing hit.
Mm.
Yeah. Alright, NPC saw the stormtroopers are going to continue firing at Flint. There's 2 of them left, so they roll that. You are behind cover, so it's 1 black. They had 1 blue left over. This is for the officer. 1 at close range, so 1 purple there.
Stop rolling so well.
They're not doing blaster. What are they shooting with?
Blaster rifles.
And aren't those more difficult at close range?
Not at close range. It's at when you're engaged.
Okay.
So there's range bands in this game. So engaged is when you're sort of like one-on-one melee weapons. Close range is anywhere from like beyond that to a couple meters away. Beyond a couple meters away, it's medium range. Long range is like more than a couple dozen meters. And then extreme range is like pulling off a sniper shot from like
space.
So it's 1, 2, 3, 4 with 2 advantages.
Oof.
Those advantages, they'll give you a black dice because they are suppressing fire.
Are they just advantages?
No, there's 2 advantages and then 4 successes.
Good God.
So what's the damage?
12 damage.
All right, well, I don't think you need to put black dice
down
on a dead guy.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What's your soak?
5.
Oh, so you're down to 0 health.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
So you take a shot
so
and you go down.
Flint is knocked out.
Where are you holding... Oh, no, that grenade's gone.
Yeah, apparently grenades don't blow people up. That's what I learned.
It blew one up. Hey, that's just the way of the game.
That one stormtrooper, like, jumped on the grenade or something before it went off. Right.
He's a hero of the Empire.
Yeah.
Too few of them.
Jeez.
Who's next?
Then it's a hero slot. There's 2 hero slots. 2 Mosk.
Shit.
I guess I'm going to have to take out some claws. So I'm gonna see Flint go down and just... Flint! And I just kind of enrage my claws and I just like jump up onto the Imperial officer. So
oh.
Can I do an athletics check to see if I want to like just... grab onto him, like sink my claws in.
So you wanted to attack him?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, you don't even need to roll athletics. That's a brawl check.
So a brawl check? Got it. So my brawl is...
You have claws, right? They give you like a bonus. What do they do?
So it says... So I don't know how much base I do with brawl, but it says...
It's your brawn.
It's just a brawn. So that's 3, does +1 damage, and has a critical rating of 3.
Okay.
What is critical rating of 3?
So you would, if you got 3 advantages, you get to activate a critical hit.
Got it.
Okay.
And it's melee range, so it's 2.
Got it. Alright.
Alfonso, would you like to roleplay as the officer?
No.
Okay.
I succeed!
With
but with a threat.
threat.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he gets 4
okay.
damage. I don't know if that does anything.
Yep. You sink your claws into his chest and he howls out in pain.
Yep. And the disadvantage is I lunge on him.
You
he howl I He howls out in pain and like falls back and he kind of falls back on top of me.
So fall I'm prone?
Yeah, we're both kind of prone, like, but he's on top of me.
Okay.
Kind of a thing.
Alright. Top of the round.
We still have another. Do we lose the hero
we
slot?
We lose the hero slot.
With Flint?
Because we don't. We have or lost the hero. And a hero can only go once per round. So, top of the round, who wants to go? Bosch or Tumosk?
You want to see if you can finish off that officer there?
Yeah. So, let me see if I can.
Now, if we get him, like, to the ship in a reasonable amount of time.
Oh, he's fine. He's not, like, dying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Not bleeding out or anything.
Okay. We can, like, put you in a back to tank.
Really? Thematically, is that the right word? They shot the console and it fell onto my head and it knocked me out.
Oh, nice.
There's not like holes in me.
It's like a monitor like fell and just went like
yeah.
Your squishy tentacled head.
You're like half like half conscious, sort of stirring like
these hurts.
Yeah, so my claws are in him and I'm just gonna try to open him up.
Oh jeez. Alright,
got it like roll a it. Fish. Trying to gut him like a back
in the Red Eagle.
Succeed. And another disadvantage. So we'll say you're at a bad angle, so your next dice you'll get a black.
You still do damage.
Yeah, you still do damage. So it's 1 success total?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's howling out in pain. He's going to try to break away and brawl with you. Like, try to, like, punch you and knock you out.
Oh, wait, actually, that's...
Yeah, good idea.
Punch. I have 1 extra... Oh, no, 1 success.
That'll work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's going
to... He's struggling. He's trying to, like, pull you out and, like... elbow you. Let me roll his attack right now. He has 3, and it's melee, so it's 2 purples. Oh, and he had that 1 blue. 1, 2, 3. These cancel out.
Cancel
success,
out.
Yeah, so he has 2 successes and 2 advantages.
Yeah.
So he deals 4 damage to you, but it hits your soak.
Got it.
Okay. So, yeah, so it's soak 4. He elbows you in the head. But we'll say with those advantages, he's able to pull free. He gets away, and you're sort of exposed. Those 2 advantages, he'll give, because you're exposed, a blue dice to the stormtroopers on their attack. The stormtroopers are go, and they're going to take a shot off at you. So add a black dice as well. 2 successes. So it's 10 damage coming your way.
10 damage to 6.
Yep. So 6 after soak.
Yep.
Cool. Now it is next hero turn.
Okay.
Bosch.
How much HP does this Imperial officer have left?
He's looking pretty worse for the wear. He has, like, claw marks in his chest. There's no blood because it's Star Wars.
Right, yeah. and is
red
he...
Streaks.
Yeah.
Strawberry jam.
Is he in a place where, you know, if I were to go try and end this, I could also end up in cover?
Yes, very easily. Because you are engaged with him, and then as your movement, you can dive behind cover.
Okay, super. So I'll do that.
Yep, so it's
these 4, right?
Yep.
Oh, no, I'll take a strain.
Cool.
Failure and 2
advantages.
Advantage.
So what do you want to do with those advantages?
I'll keep this for next roll, and with the other one, just like make sure I'm in good cover.
Okay. So you dive behind cover pretty well. So the next person shoots at you, get it's a black dice. Now it's top of the round again. Yeah, we'll do this round. Something cool will happen next round. Top of the round, it's the heroes go. So who wants to go?
Yeah, so Tomasco will be like, this one's not done with you! And like still goes after the Imperial officer for another claw.
Grabbing by the ankle and like trying to drag
him
in.
Yeah.
It should be... Sorry.
No!
Because he's an adversary. Or he's adversary 1.
Oh, that's right. So this...
Your bronze 3... And you have melee or brawl 1,
brawl
right?
1, yep.
Cool. And then you have that 1 black die.
Because...
From the disadvantage from last time.
Got it. That's right. I'm on the ground. All right. Come on. Roll.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
See?
3 successes.
3 successes. So that is 2 plus 4. That's 6 damage, but 2 disadvantages. Or 3 disadvantages.
All right.
Threats.
He is down. How do you finish him off?
So this one's not done with you. And I grab his feet and I pull his leg towards me with my right hand. And as he's coming across, my claw comes up and I just slice like his body up to his face. Like definitely not Star Wars-esque.
Oh man.
Oh yeah.
And this has gotten to a darker
you
place.
Don't this is see this is like the original from the cantina top, cut. Though.
Oh, so you just know see it's like happening? A shark yeah. kind of thing? Like
yeah,
going
so you see his body, but you only see his back. You know this is happening to him at the bottom, but you can't, you don't see.
Well, it's like
yeah.
it's like in the cantina scene where they, Obi-Wan cuts the arm off.
Yeah.
It's like you don't
yeah.
see him actually cut the arm off, but the bloody arm falls on the floor.
Exactly. Yeah.
I look over and I go, Jesus Christ!
Flint goes,
because he's
uncomfortable. That's right. And the stormtroopers are probably just like, oh, shit.
So you have a ton of disadvantages, right?
Correct. Three disadvantages.
I'm going to give the stormtroopers another blue.
Mm. Okay.
So they're going to they see that and they're like, what in the hell? As you move, you dive behind cover, though. So you,
sure.
like, you do that, you see the stormtroopers aiming at you and you dive. They take a black dice on their attack and they give you a shot.
Shot.
Oh boy. One advantage and four successes. One, two, three, four.
It's gonna be crazy if I save y'all's lives.
you guys
hey,
alone.
Who's getting the ship?
So 12 damage.
I'm gonna save all your Oof. Lives.
The six, that is down to three. I am
still up,
baby.
So.
I just always knows.
All so right.
What do they do? They hit me? Describe it.
You take a shot to the, like, the wear on your body, maybe your chest, your arm. They just start lighting you up, and you're like, bam, bam, bam. And you're just in
two
beast mode,
five.
So you, right, you
so
keep
I'm
going.
Just kind of taking it.
So at the beginning of my turn, I'd like to roll a stealth check.
Okay, to...
Like, to sort of flank them in the confusion.
Okay.
Or I could roll, like, an agility check and do some fancy acrobatics with my abs.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, I like the stealth check. Like, from my claw mark, there's just, like, a mist of red in the area.
So you're trying to set yourself
able to,
up.
Like, sneak by them.
So you're trying to set
red,
yourself up
red.
Next round for, like, a good hit? And also not be the target of shots this round with sneak? Or...
How do I want to work this?
This game is hard.
What would I roll
well, we're
to
taking
throw
a lot
my
of damage? Like, it's kind of crazy.
And try to, like, impale one of them.
Does
also,
it have a range
one,
on it?
Or
it
kind of,
it does, I don't think it does.
Yeah,
no.
Trying to escape.
None of us have armor.
Board.
Yeah.
It gets easier from here, guys. Until you meet that Inquisitor.
Yeah, I mean, the range is engaged. So, like, why don't I tell you what? Why don't I roll a
sounded like you were singing that song Return to Innocence for a second.
I was. Yeah, because I guess I'll get better rolls with it. Why don't I roll like? can I roll a stealth check to try and like take a flanking stab? I guess or.
You want to attack this round?
Yeah.
Because we could just say you run towards them and as a move action to do it.
I think I have to do that. Okay, and I have the advantage die. So.
Yeah. So yeah, you sneak towards them and you get the attack against them.
And you can take another strain.
Yeah, that's
only two purple.
And do you take another strain? Because you had that advantage from before.
That's right.
Oh, yeah?
I will take another strain. That brings me down to 10, I think. Wow. Fuck.
Oof. Awesome.
No, not awesome.
One
Jeez.
Advantage.
God damn.
Yeah. One advantage?
But
you give yourself another blue dice.
I mean, they're not doing me much good.
So you run up and you charge and you stab at one of the stormtroopers with a spear, but he sees you coming at the last second, and he rolls out of the way and your spear jabs into a console. So wind's howling, your hair is blowing in the wind.
Of course.
We see it's just like that shot from Skyfall when he's fighting that assassin in that room with like a lot of glass doors
nice.
At night.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going on right now. You guys are standing at the precipice of the drop overlooking the landing, where you see tons of stormtroopers running in your direction and AT-SD slowly walking. So that was the hero slot. NPC slot?
No, it's back at the top.
Oh, back
we
at the top. That's right. Okay, top of the round. Who wants to go?
Can I try that? I do.
Cool.
Yeah, I want to try and keep pushing at this. Is there any way I could roll to, like, push him out of the building?
Ooh.
I think that would be...
That would be a series of advantages, right?
Yeah, I think that would be a bunch of advantages. Or you can make that as a brawl check.
Sorry, I'm going to take that extra.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Nice.
Might have saved my ass.
Nice. How much damage is that?
So that's... You actually have two successes.
Yeah, two successes.
Two
there.
Successes. It's the spear has a 4 rating of damage. And I think a crit of 2.
And pierce 2.
Yeah, pierce 2, vicious 2.
Crit is 2.
Do I have 2 advantages?
No.
Okay. No,
just 2 successes.
Okay.
Plus 1 for the extra success.
Yeah. Right.
So you'll be able to kill one of those stormtroopers.
Great.
How do you want to kill them?
I take the spear and I sort of do this twirl and hit him in the Adam's apple with the butt end of it.
Oh.
Nice.
He starts choking and then I rush up and I like, this is Sparta, kick him off the like,
is that
swan
what you
dive
said?
Off the
Wilhelm screams to his death.
Very good.
The other one takes a point blank shot at you, but you are engaged, so he adds 2 purples, and I don't think he had any blues or blacks left over from last time, so just 3 greens, 3 purples. It's only against, the defensive is only against other melee weapons.
Wow.
So
2 successes and advantage.
Damn.
I'm lucky, unfortunately.
Or just 2 successes.
Oh, no.
Just 2 successes. One success.
One success.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. How much damage is that?
9 damage.
I'm also dead.
Wait, what's your soak?
With the soak,
I had 11 and I lost 4. Oh, wait. Oh, 4 soak. Oh, okay, so...
Yeah, so it goes down to 5.
So I have 2 health left.
Nice.
Okay.
You take a very close glancing shot. You know, that was too close for call.
It gets my hair. He shot my hair!
hero slot, 2 mask.
Son of a bitch.
yes.
Yeah, I guess I'll just try to brawl him.
So you rush up and brawl?
I rush up.
Nice.
Is that like a flanking?
This one doesn't want to fight.
It's been forced.
He's enraged. Yeah. What are you going to do?
And just the 2 purple.
Just 2 purple. All right. Let's see how we do. We'll probably all die.
Oh, you want to use one of those?
No. Maybe I should have.
Nice.
Nope.
2 successes.
You are
2 successes.
Okay.
So 5 damage?
5 damage. Yeah.
Damage.
5 damage, mate.
You charge up and you smack him across the face with your claws and his head just like jerks to the side and he loses his balance. So top of the round, it's another hero slot. Who wants to go?
Maybe you should
get
that tractor beam off.
Get the tractor beam off right now.
You probably want to take care of that stormtrooper.
He's still up.
I'll go at another claw. So he spun around.
Okay.
And he's disoriented, but he didn't fall down. So I'm just gonna charge him again. And let's see. Success.
Oh, it is good. Success.
1 success.
Yes.
Yep.
And so, advantages cancel out.
All out. Yeah.
Look at that. Just 1 success. So 4 more damage.
So you slash him again. How do you want to defeat him?
Just imagine you like sticking your claws under his ribs.
Oh, Wolverine!
Yeah.
Lift him up.
Yeah. So, he turns around. Yeah. I stick my claws in his ribs, and I just lift him up. And I just move to the window, and I just turn to Bosch. And I just nod.
and I go...
Woo!
So the Emperor's thumbs down. Yeah.
This is a real
and then
place
I just
team.
Throw him out the window as well.
He doesn't Wilhelm scream because he's dead.
Yeah.
He just falls.
I wanted you to hit him with the
I mean, we can't have everyone.
Just knock him out of
special.
My claws
yeah.
like, through the window, but I like the thumbs down.
So, now it's back to you guys. The fight's over. The wind's howling and whipping at your beautiful purplish-white hair.
What do we do? We're pretty disoriented.
So I look up and I go, time to slice!
Yes! And I run over to the terminal.
Cool. Well, so you went over to the console. We cut back to Levo.
Yep.
Stormtroopers are standing there, and Levo's just standing there. They're like, what do you do?
So I'm like, there was some kind of disturbance in the back of the hangar. You may want to go check it out.
Roll bluff.
Sure. That's been going great.
I think he should get a blue because it's technically true.
I'll get a blue because right as you say that, the alarm starts sounding. Yeah. If you want to upgrade anything, there is that light
second. Well, what is it? Difficulty 2?
Maintain
yep.
balance.
Two, right?
That's a lot of successes.
3 successes
oh,
and
nice.
1 advantage. Yes.
They look at each other. They're like, thank you. They drop the container at the base of the landing ramp and they go rushing out.
Yeah, as they're leaving, like, don't worry, I'll hold down here. They're gone. Great. Like, immediately start walking and open the container. too curious.
You open the container, it's just a scanning module.
Ground penetrating radar.
It's like, yeah. I'd like, you know, kick it up the ramp of my robot legs and go into the saunter
into
the ship.
Oh, super heavy. Like,
oh, really? Me, not even me?
Yeah, I mean, you're
not. I'm not that strong.
Yeah, your bronze only two.
I'm bronze only two. I'm not equipped for that.
You're strong as the average human.
Average human. Okay. Yeah, I'd just leave it, I guess. And come up with the ramp.
Yeah. So you go up the landing ramp. It looks very similar to the interior of the Millennium Falcon in terms of like set design. So you're rushing towards the cockpit?
Yep, I want to go to the cockpit and start prepping it for getting out of here.
You are in luck. It's not locked down. You get the engines going. The hangar door is closed, though.
Okay. There are guns on this ship, right?
You're going to blast it open?
Hells yes, I am.
Nice. There are blaster turrets.
Yeah, I have gunnery.
Oh, man. you don't even need to roll it. We you just say you just start pulling the trigger and the door eventually, you just keep going until it superheats and the door blasts open. As it blasts open, there's a bunch of stormtroopers who are running past.
Yes!
Like, you're coming from that side of you, a bunch of stormtroopers running past. It blasts open and then they go flying. So we cut then to the Imperial Inquisitor. He's on a dropship, and all of a sudden, he overhears something coming from the console about a security alert. What was that, pilot?
Nothing, just a small disturbance, some intruders in the base.
Where?
Probably in the control tower, sir.
Take me there.
Okay.
So the dropships flies, and in the distance we see blaster fire, we see the window explode, and the dropship starts to circle around. The dropship, the side door opens, and the Shistavanan stands out the side of it, and he starts issuing orders.
Tell the AT-ST walkers to open fire on the base of the control ship, or the control tower.
And
bring it down.
And then a white body comes out and falls down.
We then zoom in on like the reddish yellow eyes of the Shistavanan, and he narrows them.
And then it pans out and another one comes out.
It's silent, though.
That one's real quiet. So we cut back to into the control room. You were at the controls. Just as you're about to start hacking, slicing away at it, blaster fire starts hitting the tower and things start shaking.
What the hell was that?
We're being attacked.
Yeah, I know. I got that.
We better hope your friend is as good a pilot as he says he is.
Yeah, damn right.
Make a DC, well, it's normally two, or not DC, make a two difficulty check, but drop it down to one because of your ability, and yeah, that's it.
I'm trying to take down the tractor beam, right?
Yep.
Yeah!
Ooh, you take down the tractor beam, and you do it real quick and real nice. Easy. Tractor beam goes down.
Oh, there was a button here this whole time!
I pictured it as just that those levers. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. The Obi-Wan.
Everything works on fucking levers and stuff. Yeah. For some reason.
So just as that happens, there's an explosion on the base of the control tower, and the control tower starts to list and sway in the direction of the broken out window and starts to tip. It's going to slowly collapse.
Not good. Not good.
What do you guys do?
I run over and I pick up Flint.
Cool.
Make
a brawn check. Difficulty one, just to like hold on to him.
How do you do a brawn check?
It's just gonna be your brawn three.
No, straight, just the brawn. Yeah.
So difficulty
straight.
One.
Difficulty one.
So no skill.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
So you rush towards him, you grab him.
He's too big. Let's go.
Why'd you make your character so big?
Both quite large.
What does Bosch do?
So I call Levo on the comms. Levo, we're gonna need an exit.
You just hear.
We cut back
yes.
The YT-2400 streaks past the window.
Oh, good. No.
There's blaster fire from the walkers taking pot shots at it. We're just going way too fast for the walkers to be able to hit. So you're gonna try to bring the YT-2400 around.
Yep.
So under it as it's starting to fall, so
they
jump
fall
out
into it basically.
Roll a pilot check so it doesn't like the control tower doesn't crash on top of it.
Oh jeez.
Alright.
This is great.
Piloting. What difficulty?
It's pretty simple to like hold the ship steady, so it's only gonna be one purple.
Alright. Oh boy. Yeah, success and two advantages.
One advantage.
One advantage.
You bring the ship around. It's getting shot by stormtrooper blasters, but the shields are holding for now.
Yeah.
So you're holding the ship steady. How many advantages?
One.
One advantage. I'll say, for the hell of it, you give advantage to one of these people to jump and land on the ship.
I'll give it to you, because you're holding a person.
Yes.
Okay.
So as this is going on, I'm standing by the... I, like, move towards the ledge, and I'm standing out the window, with my hair billowing in the breeze. And,
of course.
My shirt has been ripped open in the fight.
You can hear the distant explosions at the bottom of the tower, so there's explosions going up.
Explosions coming up, and there's smoke.
You're underlit from those explosions.
Yeah. The lasers are lighting up my ass. and I make eye contact with the Shistavan.
Oh, yeah. You see the dropship coming in the distance, and he sees you, and he glowers.
You give me back my friend!
And he's in the distance mouthing, because you can't hear him.
But he can hear you, because he's got really good hearing.
He's got, he's got force hearing. Yeah, yeah.
And that dropship's coming right towards you guys.
Jump on.
Make an athletics check if you want to jump.
Okay, yeah.
And the one blue from...
Oh, I got the blue.
Do you want to go first? I'm going to let Bosch go first.
Yeah, that way I can like dramatically grab your hand if you need to. Yeah.
I'll say it's difficulty 2.
Difficulty 2, oof. And it's a... Sorry.
And you could use a force point if you've got it.
Athletics.
I'll say the Inquisitor showing up and doing the whole tower thing was one of me using a dark side point.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you did destroy the tower, so...
Yeah.
Which was awesome. How many difficulties?
Yeah, the whole thing.
Two. Two difficulty, yeah.
Okay, and I'll take another strain.
Oh, you also get that blue from him, his advantage. He was going to give one to...
Oh, we're giving it to him.
Never mind.
Give it to him,
That's successes. Nice.
Success, though. Yes.
Several.
Nice. So you go first.
So you land. You slip as you land, but you manage to catch yourself because of the disadvantages. And you land on top of the YT-2400. There is a hatch on top where you could get in from the top.
Yeah.
So now we cut to Tumosk holding Flint. You're going to get a black die for having to hold Flint.
Fair.
Yeah,
I think that's
fair.
So now Tumosk like goes up to the window and he's like looking around and he sees the chopper too.
Yeah. The drop ship coming. Yeah.
And he just
raises his hand,
six fingered hand.
I wonder if I should try to throw Flint onto the dropship.
I mean,
easier. It's lower.
You're not jumping out. You're jumping down.
Oh, that's right. It's jumping down because the tower's falling. Okay.
Yeah, like you can land on top of the ship.
All right. You can just drop me, probably. Yeah. All right. Broken here on. We go. Triumph!
Oh, yeah!
But lots of threats.
Four threats, yeah.
So how are you holding, Flynn? Are you like fireman carrying?
Three successes, a triumph, and four threats.
Wow.
Yeah, you're doing like fireman's carry?
Yeah. Trying to think how I can make this cooler. Yeah, so I got a fireman's carry, and I leap out, and because of the disadvantages, like I kind of miss, but my claws like scratch at the top of the ship.
Nice.
And I hold down. And then Flint starts to slip out and fall down, and grab him as well.
By the tentacles?
By the tentacles?
It's gonna hurt.
Oh no.
Don't do that.
Definitely by the arm.
And basically, my triumph is like the camera goes to a close up of my face just straining, like I'm using all my might. And I just throw Flint up over my shoulder on top of the ship.
Nice.
And then I'm able to climb up as well.
Nice.
So you make a pilot check to get out of there before the tower crashes down on top of the ship. Glass shards or transparency seal starting to fall down and rain down onto the ship. Computer pieces, a stormtrooper body hits it and passes off.
All right, so just regular pilot check.
Regular pilot check, difficulty one.
One disadvantage and three successes.
With style.
You pull away, and the much faster than
I flip the lights, I point, and it lands on the dropship and kills the Inquisitor.
you pull away and you start flying through the magma tunnel towards the exit.
Nice.
So you guys get onto the are able to get into the ship, no problem. Describe the scene. What are you doing?
Breathing very heavily.
Yes.
Just breathing, because I'm unconscious.
Yeah, we need to find a medbay for him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess, like, if we're out of combat, he could probably wake up.
I mean, I have a bottle of Corellian whiskey.
Oh, do that, do that.
Yeah. We could say you're, like, mostly incapacitated for this, but you could be awake to, like, roleplay.
Yeah. That could be fun.
So you're, like, you're barely conscious.
I mean, they pour the Corellian whiskey in my mouth, and I cough. Oh, more.
So who's doing this?
This is my bottle of whiskey.
Yeah.
So you do that. What does
Tumas
do?
I'm going to the cockpit to go check in on Levo. Oh.
So yeah, you rush into the cockpit where Levo is like behind the controls. You see the tunnel moving. Still, you don't see the light of the tunnel yet. You're still flying through the city below. There's the lights on the building above. And they're slowly starting to get brighter above you because it's starting to become day in world.
How does the ship handle? It's pretty smooth.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It flies like a dream.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, Levo's like in heaven. He's just like, oh, this is such a good bird. Mm. He's just like holding the controls really tight and just like really enjoying himself, like going, doing like banking turns through the skyline.
Huh. Oh, you're like barrel rolling and stuff? Yeah. Like maybe through buildings, doing a little fancy flying.
Like
Levo, I've got a headache!
Levo loves ground action, but God, he loves flying.
Awesome.
So yeah, he's just having a time of his life. He's like, I hope none of y'all get airsick. Woo!
What does Tumask do?
You missed a hell of a battle.
I had some fun, don't worry.
So I get onto, Tumask goes to like the terminal next to him, and he starts like, you know, putting in like coordinates, and he'll turn to Levo like, where are we going?
So Tumask, you notice all of a sudden, the proximity alarm starts blinking. There's two TIE fighters that were launched from the landing pad. Or the control, from the starport. They're inbound.
Oh, it ain't done yet. We got it.
Yes, smooth skin.
Straight out of.
We got two TIE fighters coming on us.
Wait,
like my
voice
is changing.
That's fine. There's two TIE fighters behind us. Maybe someone should take up the guns.
So we cut back to the two of you. You're helping him.
So I'm out of combat, right? I'm not going to be able to help.
Right, you're sort of.
So I run to go for the gunnery, but accidentally find the kitchen, and I'm disoriented because I'm like still concussed. And I just open the refrigerator and start looking, staring into it.
It's pretty well stocked.
but it's that moment where you like you open the fridge and you don't know why you did
what
it.
What was I doing?
Like, what was I gonna do?
So what does Bosch do while Flint does that?
I rush over to the guns to try and shoot at the TIE fighters.
Okay.
I don't think I have that as a skill.
It's based on your agility.
Yeah. Okay. Gun. So I have an agility of 2.
So TIEs are incoming. They're not there yet, but you get in the gunnery bay and you swivel the gun around and you hear the sound of the TIEs.
Guys, aiming.
Oh yeah, you can
take an action to aim in this game. That's important.
You just have one of your moves and get
the blue dice. So, right. So when you're sitting in a gunnery, I guess you can aim and shoot and then have a blue die.
Great.
We cut to back to Tumas, you have more bad news for them. Apparently the Empire, to make sure no one escaped, set up walkers at the mouth of the cave to fire in on anyone trying to escape.
You want me to flip this? Or what?
Yes.
Great.
This one has more bad news. There's walkers guarding the exit. How you flying, Levo?
Beautifully. I can get us around those, I think. Maybe. Mostly.
Here's what I want to do, because I'm not fully read on the starship rules yet, and I don't want to have this full combat. I'm going to use one of your light side points for you for something... Yeah. Really cool.
Okay.
I dig it.
So you get this idea.
No. Oh, you flipped the wrong one.
No, I flipped
the wrong one. I'm sorry.
It
would have been this.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to flip one back to the dark side. So what you do is you time the shot to let the TIE fighters get behind you.
Oh, and then the walkers shoot the TIE fighters.
Yep.
Yes.
And you streak through the mouth of the cave.
Yes, that is great.
And I say, wait, did I get him? I got him! Do you want to roll to see if you shot any of them? Sure. Just for the hell of it. We'll say difficulty 2, maybe? Or we'll say 2.
Yeah, I don't know how it works.
I'll take a strain. Yeah.
Well, you have the blue with the
and the aim.
Oh, that's right.
Take another blue. Yeah. Let's see.
That's a lot of successes.
Nope.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh,
So you got a pot shot at one and just spun it away, hit the mouth of a cave, and the other one, as it was coming through, Levo did a barrel roll, and the walker shot it, blew it up, and you guys...
But you're still young, I got one?
Yeah, yeah.
That's great, kid. Don't get cock overconfident.
So you dart out, but this entire thing so far, you've been in like a dark, damp, algae-ridden cave. You're now out as the sun is rising in the distance over this beautiful ocean. The sky is this brilliant blue-purple with hints of oranges in the clouds. You are free. There is a Star Destroyer hanging over you guys, but you think you could possibly get away without getting to the Star Destroyer.
Yeah.
Where are you guys going to go?
So where do we need to go?
Flint comes out to where everybody is and is just like, guys, I have great news. There's Doc Neck in the fridge!
So we're going to the kitchen.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Roll One. Roll One is produced and game mastered by Jake Lucas, who can be found on Twitter at Jake A. Lucas, or on stage with his improv team Tilt at Reckless Theater and his sketch team Candy Ass at the People's Improv Theater. Flint Cross is played by Alfonso Giansanti, who can be found on Instagram with the name Fonzalicious. Levo 3 is played by Tom Wilson, who can be found on Instagram with the name IMTDubs. Tumask is played by John Barcello, who can be found on Instagram with the name John Barcello. Bosch Trebia is played by Evan Boshi, who can be found on Twitter at BoshTunes. The Star Wars Edge of the Empire, Age of Rebellion, and Force and Destiny role-playing games belong to Lucas Books and Fantasy Flight Games. All music is by Nerd Salad, who can be found on Facebook or on Twitter at Nerd Salad. Stay tuned for the next thrilling episode of Roll One, The Core of a Double Cross, Part 1. Until then, may the Force be with you.